got to be a sheep to qualify to have a shepherd.
But Dr. Tony Evans says we'd rather be independent than admit our need to be tended.
Many of us are not seeing God meet our needs because we haven't decided yet we are sheep.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Cartoon sheep are always cute and cuddly, but the real ones are often dirty and, well, less than brilliant. So who'd want to be compared to a sheep? According to Dr. Evans, we should. Let's join him as he explains why.
At the heart of Psalm 23 is what we could call, if we wanted to state it in a popular way, the secret to a happy life. You see, here is the problem. The problem is in the first verse of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Everybody wants part two, but they want to skip part one. Everybody wants their wants taken care of. Like a nagging child, I want this and I want that. When it comes down to it, that's all they want is what they want. My message tonight is simple. It's not deep. You didn't have to be a theologian or Bible student or have a set of commentaries to know where I would wind up. You see, the thesis of the psalm is if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet all of your needs. That's the thesis of the psalm. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet all of your needs. So my simple question tonight is the Lord your shepherd? The question on the floor is, do you want the second half bad enough to get the first half right? I don't have to preach a sermon on all my wants. Those are inexplicably clear. I don't have to preach a sermon on what I want God to do for me in my different venues, circumstances, and scenarios of life. Those are very well known. But the question of the first part, is the Lord my shepherd? Which is the criteria of the second part, I shall not want. Oh, that one we may need to talk about a little bit. And if the question at the end of these next few moments is, yes, the Lord is my shepherd, then I gladly hand you the second part of the verse. However, at the end of the first section, if the answer is no, then I cannot offer you the second half of the verse because the verse is saying, if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your needs. First of all, the shepherd is identified as the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say the Lord was my shepherd. He didn't even say the Lord will be my shepherd. He said the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, he had a present tense situation. Well, I guess so. If God's name is I am, then I got to deal with is. I don't want to deal with was. See, some of us are living our lives on what God did for us yesterday. He blessed me yesterday. He delivered me yesterday. Now, I'm glad he did that for you yesterday, but I need a right now kind of situation. Okay? If he delivered me yesterday, that don't fix the mess I'm facing right now. He said the Lord is currently my shepherd. God shepherds you, listen to this, one day at a time. He does not shepherd you in group clusters. He shepherds you one day at a time. Did you know that God only has enough grace available to you to cover today? That's why you're commanded not to worry about tomorrow, because you don't get tomorrow's grace today. Today you only get today's grace. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16 that we ought to go to the throne of mercy. We ought to cry out to him for help in the time of need. In other words, he only meets based on timing. He does not address, don't worry about tomorrow. What does Jesus say in Matthew 6:34? He says, today has enough trouble of its own. Why are you worried about tomorrow? And then he says, you're worried about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear. He said, well, look, if you're going to worry about something, he says in Matthew 6:25, if you got to just worry, I mean, if you just have to worry and you can't help yourself, then why don't you worry about something like really big? For example, if you're worried about how you're going to eat because you lost your job or the stock market's going down and you're worried about what you're going to eat. He says, then what you really ought to worry about is whether you're going to be alive to eat it. Because he says, life is more than food. In other words, it's more important to be alive than it is to be hungry, because if you're dead, you're not hungry. So what he says is, if you're going to worry, pick something, pick a whopper to worry about. Okay? Pick something big. He goes on and he says, if you're worried about clothes, what am I going to wear? He says, you ought to worry about your limbs. Are they going to be attached? Because without limbs, you have nothing hanging on. What he says is, cut it out. And what you're going to ask is, am I covered today? In other words, he's saying, he's got to be an is kind of God, because he's an am kind of shepherd. He's I am, so all you got to deal with is the present tense, is today. Give us this day our daily bread. God told Israel to rest on the Sabbath. He says, I want you to trust me. And then he rained down manna from on high, cornflakes from above. These wafers would rain down. And guess what God said? I'm going to give you enough for one day. It will be enough, but it will only be enough for one day. Okay? Then tomorrow, I'm going to rain down some more, and that'll be tomorrow's bread. Don't go looking for tomorrow's bread today, because it ain't going to happen. In fact, there's only one day I'm going to give you 2 days worth of bread, and that's on Friday, because I want the Sabbath to be a day of rest. So I don't want you to have to go out there and look for food. I got your back on Friday. But if I give you enough for the day, he says, if you hoard it. In other words, you get a two-day mentality. I'm going to make sure that that second day spoils on you. Now, let me tell you what the word manna means. Manna is it was a Hebrew word that was translated, what is it? In other words, manna was a question. So they saw these cornflakes from above and they said, what is it? It was a question. Or what it is. I mean, whatever. They were there. It was a question. What is it? Why would God give them a food that was a question? Because he wanted them to answer it. It is the supernatural provision of God. That was the answer. In other words, this came out of the sky. God wanted them to see that he was their provider. He wanted them to look up for their provision. He wanted to meet their need as their shepherd. One day at a time. He is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. In other words, he knows you by name. I mean, he knows the group as a group, the church, but he knows you by name. This shirt, I got to have one look, okay? This shirt has T-E on it. That's a monogram. That stands for Tony Evans. Now, you can go get shirts off the rack, or you can get them personalized and monogrammed. There will be no confusion as to whose shirt this is, because my name is on it. This shirt identifies itself with me, and only me. So if I just happen to have this shirt lying around, don't be picking it up. Because it's monogrammed. This is my shirt with my name, and I don't care that it fits you. It's not yours. A lot of Christians want an off-the-rack God. And what God wants is a monogram relationship. He wants your initials inscribed on his heart. He wants a personal relationship, and nobody else can have that. You say, man, you talking wild. No, I'm not. Because if you read the book of Revelation to the seven churches, he says, to all those who are committed to me, I'm going to give you a private name that only the two of us know. God's going to monogram you so that it's a personal situation. He says he's mine. And then finally he says, shepherd, shepherd. The Bible says the role of a shepherd, Jeremiah 23:4, is to tend, guide, and feed the flock. You know what a shepherd does? Takes full responsibility for the well-being of the sheep. If it's a good shepherd, and Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 11. He says, in the way you know I'm a good shepherd and not a shucking and jiving shepherd. It's because the good shepherd, he says in John 10, 11, gives his life for the sheep. Statement is made, I came to Jesus and I asked Jesus, how much do you love me? And he said, this much, and died. The proof that you have a shepherd unlike any other shepherd is that the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The good shepherd is willing to make the sacrifice. Do you know God is willing to sacrifice for you? You know he's willing to put it all on the line for you. See, that's when you know you're loved. You know you are loved when they put it all on the line for you. He says he puts it all on the line for you because he is the good shepherd. Now, in order for him to be the shepherd, that means you got to recognize yourself as a sheep. Shepherds don't tend wolves. They don't mess with wolves. Shepherds don't shepherd dogs. Shepherd sheep. Wait a minute now. So if you don't think of yourself as a sheep, you're not qualified to receive him as a shepherd. Because shepherds shepherd sheep. The problem why many of us are not seeing God meet our needs is because we haven't decided yet we are sheep. You got to be a sheep to qualify to have a shepherd. Now, if you're going to be a sheep, that means you're thinking three things about yourself. One, we've already talked about one, sheep are, oh, so dumb. So dumb. We're talking about dumb. Sheep are dumb. Have you ever seen a, gone to the circus and seen a sheep trainer? Have you ever seen somebody teach sheep to do tricks? Have you ever seen somebody tell sheep to roll over? You never see that. You know why? They too dumb. They are so dumb. You can't use them for anything. The Lord is my shepherd. Why do I need the Lord to be my shepherd? Because I'm so dumb. When it comes to, and I tell you how dumb I am, I'm at least dumb enough not to be able to take care of these wants myself, which is why I need a shepherd. In other words, if you're a true sheep, you recognize your limitations.
Dr. Evans will come back to talk about another limitation of sheep in just a moment. First, though, today's lesson will wrap up Tony's current teaching series, God is More Than Able. So time's almost up to get this six-part collection as our gift. It'll teach you how to connect with the Lord's power to meet your emotional, physical, directional, and even eternal needs. And all we ask is that you make a donation of any amount to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. We're a 100% listener-supported broadcast, so we depend on your faithfulness to keep coming your way each day. Visit TonyEvans.org before the day's out, make whatever contribution God leads you to make, and let us send you the CD series, God is More Than Able. That's TonyEvans.org, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, here's Dr. Evans once again with part two of today's message.
Second thing about a sheep is that they are defenseless. They have no fangs. They can't run. The sheep won't protect you. You don't get guard sheeps. Sheeps get eaten up by everything else. Sheep can't help you. You don't say sick 'em to a sheep. Sheep cannot help you. Sheep are defenseless. In other words, to be a sheep, you got to be vulnerable. You got to say, Lord, I can't do this. It's outside of me. I'm vulnerable. Third thing you need to know about sheep is sheep are dirty. Cats clean themselves. Many animals, birds clean themselves. Sheep will stay dirty forever unless the shepherd gives them a bath. You got to be willing to admit you're dirty. Lord, I'm dirty. I'm not clean before you. If this man is ever going to get clean, you give me a bath. That's why Peter said, Jesus, bathe me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Sheep are dirty. See, unless you understand that you're dumb, and I don't mean that in an insulting way, but lack the capacity to fix it yourself. Unless you recognize you're defenseless. Unless you recognize that you're dirty, then you'll never feel the need for a shepherd. You don't see teams naming their teams the St. Louis Sheep. The Dallas Sheep. Kansas City Sheep. Because you ain't going to win no games with names like that. Sheep, let me tell you what sheep are good for. If you really want to get something beneficial from sheep, when you go to bed at night, count them. That's all they're good for. Count sheep. But David says, I've got a shepherd. He is the Lord. I'm looking for him to meet all of my needs. Okay, let me. How many would love free food? How many would love free clothes? How many would love a free education? Everybody would want those needs met, right? Join the Army. Join the Air Force. Join the Navy. You know why? Because they have made a commitment that if you join the Army, they'll feed you. You join the Army, they'll clothe you. They'll train you in something. What they've said is that if you commit yourself to us, we'll meet all of your needs. If you commit yourself to us, we will be there for you. They don't offer that to the general population. That's offered to people who cross over and who want to be identified with the armed forces. They say, we will meet your needs. That's what God is saying. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. And what he wants to do is share his life with you and me. He wants to do you like they do in hospitals, put you on an IV and let his life source flow from him to you so that his life is making itself at home in your life. And when you get on an IV machine, what are you doing? You are resting. You are laid there, and the life principle is flowing through you, not when you're running and fussing and trying to make it happen. It's when you're chilling. When you are laid back, resting in the right place with the right person, doing the right thing, that new life. That's why the Bible says he takes care of his beloved while they sleep. In other words, when he's your shepherd, he's got stuff working when you're snoring. So what have we said? If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your needs. The question is the Lord your shepherd? No, I'm not asking you, is he your savior? You got to be a sheep first before he can become your shepherd. But here's what I am asking you. Have I said to him, and do I say to him each day, because he is my shepherd. Today. For the next 24 hours, Lord, you have total rights to every aspect of my life. And I'm going to rest in your provision because you're a good shepherd. I'm going to rest in you. The two ways to get gas, self-service and full service. You pull up to the self-service because you're going to do it yourself. You're going to get out the car. You're going to go to the little door that covers the gas tank. You're going to open it. You're going to unscrew it. You're going to go get the nozzle. You're going to put it in. You're going to stand there and read it and watch it until it clicks off. And you click some more to get all in that you can. And you're going to take it off. You're going to put it back in. You're going to go around, open your car door, sit down, and drive off. If it's cold, you're going to get cold when it's self-service. If it's hot, you're going to get hot if it's self-service. If it's raining, you're going to get wet if it's self-service. But at least you'll be able to say, I did it myself. But now there's another way you can get gas. Full service. That's where you drive up. And if nobody moving, you honk the horn, letting them know you've been waiting a little too long. They come out to you. They take the card from you. They open the door for you. They pumping the gas for you. Oh, but full service then does stuff that the best self-service can't do. They start washing your front windows, your side windows. If you ask them, they'll check the air in your tires. They will pick up the hood of your car and check your oil. They will take the nozzle, put it back, screw the top back on, close the door, and after all of that, thank you for using our services. If it's cold outside, you still warm. If it's raining outside, you still dry. If it's hot outside, you're still cool because you didn't have to move. You just could rest because there was somebody at the station whose job it was to provide you full service. The reason why so many of us can't pray, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is that we're still living self-service lives. We're saying, I'm going to pull it off. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to turn it. I'm going to cut the deal. I'm going to reverse the situation. And we get out and we wind up all sweaty. Sometimes the machine won't even take the card. We can't make the thing work. But God says he's running a full service station. And if you'll just pull up and rest, he will come out. And not only do what you came for, but take care of some stuff you never asked for. Clean some dirty windows. Check some low oil. He's going to take care of all of your needs. So I've only said one thing. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will take care of your spiritual need. He will take care of your directional need. He will take care of your emotional need. He will take care of your physical need. He will take care of your eternal need. Because if the Lord is your shepherd, he'll take care of all of your needs. And all God's people said, amen.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up our look at the promises found in Psalm 23. In the moments we have remaining, let me just throw in a quick reminder about our current special offer that ends today. All 6 full-length CDs in the teaching series Tony concluded a moment ago, God is More Than Able. Yours with our thanks when you make any donation to help keep this program coming your way. Drop by TonyEvans.org to get all the details and make the arrangements before the day's out. That's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by 24/7 to help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans says fasting is God's way of adding fire to your prayers. Be sure to join us on Monday when he starts a series on how denying your physical appetite can stimulate your spiritual one. In the meantime, have a great weekend. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.